Okay, if you remember, we are at the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, right? And we are discussing the issue of the of a hadas mitzri, an Egypt, and a hadas that grows in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. It has seven leaves coming out of every junction instead of the regular three, which is unusual hadas, which is what you need for the hadas to be kosher. It has seven, right? And the Gemara said that if you were to lose the majority of the leaves, meaning you were to lose four from each junction, that would be kosher. It would be fine. Right, reason why is because you have the three to the left, which is the minimum. Right? So Samar Abaya says, Shmami, no, hi, Asa Mitzrayim, Kasher Leishana. This implies that a hadas that grows in Egypt, the hadas mitzri, is kosher. It's fine to use in a lulav. Pshita, that's obvious. Right, says the Gemara, Mahu the same, or what you've thought. Hovi, Isle Shem Levi, Lemis Kasher, Kamashmalan. So, if you remember, we discussed this already, that if the Torah tells us to use a particular type of object, and you want to use a very similar object, but the name is not exactly the same. It has a modification. So instead of a hadas, it's a hadas mitzri. Right? It's similar, but it's not exactly the same. In such a case, usually we would say it's possible. We usually would say it's not usable. In this case, we say it is. Then the Gemara says, Ve'ima hachinami. Why would you say that that this case is different? So it says that Gemara, because Eitzav Oisrachamana Mikol Makom, the Torah doesn't say use a hadas. It says it uses a tree that grows in a fashion and that looks like chains or scales, right? And this does, right? So even though it's not exactly the same tree, it doesn't matter. The Torah didn't say use a hadas. It said use an Eitzavos. Okay. And Tana Rabban, the Bryce says, Yavshu Roi Valav and Yishro Beish Lesha Vat Yalachim Lachim Kosher. The Gemara says, if most of the leaves on the hadas dried out, and let's translate it for a minute according to Rashi. Three bundles of three leaves are left at the end. Then it will be kosher. Right, that is still kosher. As long as it's at the end of the branch, it's not in the middle of the branch. The reason why is because if in the middle of the branch, says Rashi, it looks very ugly. And that won't be kosher. Note, Shulchan Aruch registers two other opinions. He doesn't record Shittas Rashi, he registers two other opinions, that there's one bundle of three, not three bundles of three, at the end of each branch. That's the bare minimum, or that remains, you know, green and moist. Or, perhaps, even if there's only one leaf, which is still green, if it's big enough to carry the other two, cover the other two in the bundle at the end of the branch. That would also be kosher, according to Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Niktam Resho. Well, remember what the Mishnah said, that if the end of the hadas is chopped off, it will be kosher. Tani ula barachina niktam resh v'al sabay tamara kosher. If a little bud sprouts at the end where it was cut off, that's kosher. Ba'i Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, niktam resh me'erev yom tev v'al sabay tamara yom tev ma'u. If the end was chopped off before yom tev comes in, before the zmana mitzvah, before the time the mitzvah of lulav comes in, and then during yom tev it sprouts a bud, is it kosher? The Gemara says, why would you think it's not kosher? Yesh dichli etzah mitzvah. So, hello? Do we say that there's a Torah called dichli? So, dichli is really something that exists in Karbonis. Meaning, if you have an animal which, for some reason, was unsuitable to use as a korban, right? And then, even if it then becomes, for example, it's not the right age, right? It's less than 8 days old. Even if it eventually becomes suitable to use as a korban, if you were makdish that if you chose it to be a korban before that time, it'll never be usable. Right? So the question is, does that also exist in mitzvahs? If you have an object which you want to use for a mitzvah, right, and it is unsuitable for use in a mitzvah right now, and it becomes suitable later on, does it in fact become usable, or does it remain unusable? So, Ba'i Rabbi Yirmiyah, asked, Niktam Roshay Me'erev Yom Tov. Sorry. Vesipshet Lemi Hadesnan, Kisal Veniskala, Pasra Mitash Marim Lachasais, Kisal Aruach Chayev Lachasais. Maybe you should answer it from a halacha of Kisei Adam. So, the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is when you shecht a chayev, meaning a non-domesticated animal, or a bird, an oif, you are meant to, if some blood falls on the ground, you're meant to then cover up that blood. If you cover up that blood with some dirt, say, and then that dirt gets blown away by the wind, that's fine, you don't need to cover it again. If the wind blew some dirt onto the blood, then you should cover it. Even though it's already been covered by the wind, you still need to cover it. And then Zvi Amar Rabbi Baruchan Amar Rabbi Yochanan Leishanu Ela Shechazer Niskala Vale Chazer Niskala Patrim Yilchal says Rabbi Baruchan and Rabbi Baruchan said in the name of Yochanan, this is only in the case where if the wind then blew the dirt off again, meaning the wind covered up the blood, then the wind uncovered the blood, and so now it's uncovered. In such a case, you are obligated to recover the blood. But if it did not become uncovered again, you do not have to cover the blood yourself. It's already covered. Meaning, it's not a statement really that you per se don't have to cover the blood, it's that you have no way of covering blood which is already covered. It can't be covered again. Right? It can only be covered if it comes uncovered first. And since the Gemara says, why? Right, ki chazer niskala maichayav chasis hove yidchi yidchi. Shouldn't you say that? Why are you saying that if it gets uncovered again, the obligation to cover the blood will resume? Shouldn't we say that since you lost the ability to cover it, you lost the mitzvah forever? Ve'amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says, Zoyis Emeris, this teaches us ein dichay etzal mitzvah, is that there is no such rule. That even though such a rule does exist with a korban, you can lose forever the opportunity to bring a korban. You cannot lose forever the opportunity to perform a mitzvah in this fashion. You cannot pass an object forever just because it was pasal once. It says, Derav Papa, Gufa mi baile, mifshit pashit, le de indicha en sritzais, leishna lekula, leishna lechumra. And that Rav Papa really learned, he asked the question, if there is such a thing as dichui with mitzvahs. And he ended up answering that there is no such thing as dichui mitzvahs. You cannot render an object permanently possible for performing a mitzvah, right? Whether that's a kula or a chumrah, what's the kula potentially? The kula potentially is that you allow somebody to use a hadas that otherwise you would not be able to use, right? Says Rashi. Oh, Dilmor, maybe. Sepuki maspakale. The chumrah amrinan, the kula le amrinan teku. Or maybe, really, he's still not sure, and so he'll say the chumrah. As a chumrah, he'll say, you still have to perform the mitzvah, you still have to cover the blood, right? You still have to use this hadas if you don't have another one to perform the mitzvah arvaminim, right? You do still have to perform the mitzvah, but the kula, you won't perform the mitzvah. So what's the kula? Perhaps saying a bracha, right? You won't say a bracha, you'll do it without, but it's a safek. Teku, we're not sure. In the end, we're not sure if it's still a safek or it's not for him. The lema ketanai. Isn't this similar to a machlekes tanoim? Avar v'likan pasul devrei Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Tzadik v'cham mechshirin. If you have, remember we discussed, a hadas, which has many, many berries on it, more berries than leaves, and you want to pick all the berries off, right, can you do it? Right, does that make a kosher? Or is it the picking of the berries doesn't help? Right, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Sadeh said it doesn't help, and Chum say it does, and that's the way you pass him. Right, so maybe they're arguing about exactly this question. Maybe they're arguing about whether there's such a thing as Dichoy Yitzim Mitzvah, whether you can say that since this Hadas was possible once, it's now possible forever. So it says that my love, Hachmeling de Mansara, maybe they're arguing about exactly this point. Like, no, de Chuliam Leamrin de Yishtikhoetz Mitzvahs. Everybody would agree with Rav Papa's original statement. You do not have a concept of Dichoyetzel Mitzvahs. You cannot render an object permanently invalid for a mitzvah, even if you were to reconfigure it in such a way that in any other circumstance it would be valid for the mitzvah. So maybe the question is, right, we're assuming that a lulav requires an eged. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, as we're about to say, that a lulav tzarech eged, that a lulav min haTorah has to be bundled together with the adasim and aravos. Right? And Chachamim say that no, it doesn't. That we have a different reason why we tie it together, but mikra, then you don't really have to. Right? If you have to, then the eged, the bundle, is really a new object of halachic significance. That's what Rabbi Yehuda thinks. If that's true, then maybe we should apply in the generation of this object, that this bundle will apply the rule of Taisa Vilemanasa. So if you remember, the rule of Taisa Vilemanasa, which we saw in Sukkah, right, is that things have to be done in the right order. So for example, before putting the schach on the rib of the Sukkah, the schach has to be itself kosher. You can't drape branches of a tree on top of a Sukkah and then cut the sever them from the tree. First you sever them from the tree, then you drape them off over the top of the Sukkah. Right? If you don't, there's a problem of Taisa Vilemanasa, so basically doing things in the wrong order. So maybe you'll argue, right, that the question is, they're all agreeing that the eged, the bundle, is significant against Chachamim, like Rabbi Yehuda, and the question is, do we hold that the lulav, like a sukkah, everything needs to be done in a very specific order? Right? Or are we going to say, no, as long as you end up with the right thing at the end, it doesn't really matter how you get there. So then we say, maybe Rabbi Zadok says, you do, you learn a little from Sukkah, and things have to be done in the right order. Chacham say it doesn't really matter. But you say, well, maybe you'll say something different. So maybe they're arguing about a different issue, right? If they were to agree, like we said, that the lulav tzarich eger, that the bundle is critical for the performance of the mitzvah of lulav, then they would all agree that both Chacham and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok would agree that you have to learn from Sukkah that the order in which you generate the bundle is significant. Right? But they don't actually agree with that. Maybe Chacham here are similar to the Chacham of Rabbi Yehuda, and they don't agree that the bundle is important. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that the bundle is important. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok, since he thinks the bundle is important, applies the rule of Taisa Vilemanasa. Echamim, who think the bundle is not important, have nothing to apply that rule to. You're not generating an object of halachic significance. This is my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why would you say that the bundle is significant? Yalif lekicha lechicham yagod etzei zayiv k'siv hachal ulkachtem lachem b'yoymar ishayinu k'siv hasam ulkachtem agudah etzei zayiv ma'alanan ulkudah afkan agudah. So the Gemara says the reason why is because the pasuk says about taking the arba minim, ulkachtem lachem, you will take for yourself b'yoym harishayin, on the first day of Sukkot, right? Uchsiv and lahasam, and it says with regard to the first korban Pesach that you should take a bundle of hyssops. You take that and you dip it into the blood from the korban Pesach, and then you paint the blood on the doorposts and the lintel, so that the mashchis, so the demon who is wandering around in Egypt killing the firstborns, won't wander into Jewish houses, right? And just as it says, just as there, it's an agudas keizav, it's a bundle of hyssops, so to here, it's a bundle for the lulav. You need a bundle in both cases. Verabonon, and Rabbanon, leisahu lekicha lekicha, Rabbanon don't think you should learn this xerashara, they don't think you should say that the word lekicha, l'ukachtem, means sending in both places, and so just as here it means a bundle, so to there it means a bundle. So to in lulav it means a bundle. Mantana leha, how do you know that this is true? Who taught this brisa? The son of Rabbanan, the brisa says, lula mitzvah lo'egde in lo'egde kosher. There is a mitzvah to bundle lulav, ardasim and arabis together, but if you don't, it's kosher. Mani, who said it? E Rabbi Yehuda ki lo'egde am I kosher? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, why would it be kosher if you didn't? Rabbi Yehuda said, you need to. E Rabbanan, if it's Rabbanan, my mitzvah ka'abid. If it's Rabbanan who say you don't need to generate a bundle, then what was the point of bundling together? What mitzvah is there? So the Gemara answer is, Lo Rabbanan, no, this is in fact consistent with the opinion of Rabbanan, or mitzvah mishum zeili van be'u. And the mitzvah involved is to create beautiful things to do, to form mitzvahs with. You want your mitzvahs to look beautiful, and therefore there is a mitzvah to bundle together, but it looks nicer, even though mikra din, you really don't have to.